Veronique Gillens and her family came from Belgium for a two-week tour of South Florida. It started in Miami.
And stay here in Sanibel Island because it was a very good place for the shells and nature and so. And now we see pollution here.
The sand on the beach is not the white powdery version that she saw in the brochure. Instead,
fine dead fish, a bad smell, and we were very surprised of that.
Her husband Luis sums it up. Along the causeway, from the mainland to the island, the beaches are uncharacteristically barren. The few cars along the way are people who've stopped to see what marine life is littering the shore. Emery Warfield is among a group snapping pictures of a Goliath grouper bobbing in the gentle root beer-colored waves.
I've never seen a Goliath grouper in real life, much less a dead one that size. It's very disheartening.
Pete Hogreff grew up near here and says that he's seen red tide and its effects before. He even remembers blooms as bad as this, but he says they only happened about twice over the past 40 years.
It saddens me, and I want to know why. Well, I think I know why. I just don't know that all the truths are out there. But the red tide, I know it's the red tide. Does the red tide exist? I think it does. But I think there's a lot of things making it worse and more frequent than it was when I was younger.
Back at Lighthouse Beach, the Gillens family's first impression of the area is of smelly rotting fish lining every inch of the shoreline.
Do you think that you would want to come back to Sanibel?
Maybe, but if it's no pollution, I hope it will get better soon, because it's very bad like this. Yeah.
While the immediate impact of red tide on wildlife is clear, how it will affect tourism in the long term remains to be seen. Julie Glenn, WGCU News, Sanibel.